This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Marywood Manor Nursing Home. Patients, first name is Novart, N-O-V-A-R-T. Last name is Musallam, M-U-S-A-L-L-A-M. Date of birth is 11-26-1930. Date of evaluation is six 30 2023. HPI history page, complaint psychiatric evaluation for management of delusional thinking, possible cognitive impairment, and assess efficacy of current medications. History of presenting illness. This is a 92 years old female who was admitted to this facility on 6/16/2023 upon transfer from St. Mary Mercy Hospital. Her chart indicates history of fall and unspecified fracture of the lower end of the right radius, hyperlipidemia, benign paroxysmal vertigo, hypertensive heart disease, ASHD, cerebral ischemia, muscle weakness, possible dementia, it's difficult to do a comprehensive psychiatric evaluation. Period. Patient speaks Arabic. She does speak very little English. Period. Patient's daughter and daughter-in-law were present in the room, and they did provide me some history and interpreted questions asked of her. Her daughter-in-law reports that patient has been having beliefs that people are out to harm her and come knocking at the window, and has been paranoid. She has been acting somewhat strange and talking about quote, children needing money, unquote. Patient apparently lived by herself. During my evaluation, when I asked her if she feels safe, she stated, quote, there are two men who talk dirty to her, unquote. Patient acknowledged sometimes sleeping poorly, but her appetite is fair. No thoughts of harm to self or others. It's not clear if she's been having any hallucinations. Patient does seem to have mild cognitive impairment. The chart indicates diagnosis of dementia. However, our daughter and daughter-in-law were not sure if patient has been formally diagnosed with dementia. Patient could tell me what she ate in the morning and who came to visit her yesterday. Patient knew that she is in Livonia. It's difficult to administer formal mental status examination because of language barrier. Next paragraph, review of system, general, some complaints of pain in leg, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genitourinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, hemorrhages, non-reported. Next paragraph. Past psychiatric history, prior treatment in the past, no. But daughter-in-law reports that patient was seen by a psych doctor at home. Prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, no. Number of prior psychiatric hospitalizations, zero. Prior history of suicide attempts, no. Prior history of aggression, no. Next paragraph. Social history, current occupation, homemaker, relationship, widow, number of children, seven. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, collateral form, and chart, nursing, and conversation with patient's daughter as well as daughter-in-law. Next paragraph, history and habits. Under a review of history and habits, see medical surgical history as reported in HPI. Save that information. Next paragraph, mental status examination, one blood pressure 106 over 79, pulse 76, respiration 17. Next paragraph, general, appropriately groomed, somewhat overweight, demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, normal gait, not tested, but sitting, speech, speaks Arabic, mood, mildly anxious, thought processes, difficult to assess due to language barrier, thought content, no, suicidal or homicidal thought, perceptual disturbances, paranoia, delusional thinking, level of consciousness alert, oriented to a person, place with the normal memory, recent, mildly impaired, attention, concentration, poor, language, Arabic, fund of knowledge, fair judgment, poor. Next paragraph, medications, under current medication, Seroquel 25 milligram, HS. Next paragraph, under assessment and plans, a delusional disorder, F22 plans, increase Seroquel dose to 25 milligram AM in HS to stabilize a delusional, to decrease delusional thinking and paranoid ideations. Number two, cerebral ischemia, 167.82. Next paragraph, disposition, number one, notify service of changes in mood or behaviors, any new concerns. Next paragraph, the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and potential side effects. Next paragraph, family was advised to talk to a social worker regarding learning resources, including home health care and chore providers, period. Patient would benefit from living in a supervised environment. Next paragraph, under orders and procedures 99304, under supplemental administrative risk benefit analysis, the common side effects of antipsychotics. This is the end of dictation.